Hi everyone, and thanks for joining us on the Lid Radio podcast. Today, I'm joined by Daria Dmitrieva to talk about her new book, The Personal Branding Book. Daria has lots of experience building and managing brands for global companies such as Nestlé and Shell. She also holds an MBA from Mirbis with a focus on marketing and is a professional coach certified by Ericsson International. She also has a degree in sociology and psychology in management, and today she's a writer, visual artist, international marketing consultant, and personal branding coach. The Personal Branding Book is a powerful hands-on workshop designed to help you build a brand that is genuinely, unapologetically you. With all her experience in branding, marketing, and personal development, the book combines strategic marketing with deep psychology and creative practices. It offers gentle yet structured paths to self-discovery, helping you reveal your unique individuality, shaping it into an authentic presence. This isn't about building a brand by someone else's rules. It's a journey to uncovering your true self. Well, hello, Daria. Thank you so much for joining us on the Lid Radio podcast today. So, the personal branding book, why did you decide to write it?
It started with a personal story, of course, as any big adventures. And this book has been a big adventure for me. Around the age of 35, I had my little child, my first daughter born. And I, at that time, I was a top manager, at top marketing executive at Shell, working internationally. I was responsible for a global brand at that time, Rimula, and I was traveling around the globe managing this brand strategy. But after the child was born and I get back to work after my maternity leave, I realized that I missed the meaning of my work. I lost it. I lost the inspiration. I lost the sense of what I have been doing, and I was asking myself a question: what is my purpose in life? What value do I create for the people? Suddenly, many women who give birth to their kids, they realize that their values change, their attitude to life change, their attitude to work change, and that is what happened to me. So what I did, I took education, additional education. I studied coaching, professional coaching in the Ericsson University of Coaching. It's Canadian school. And after 2.5 years of professional coaching, which I introduced in Shell, I reintroduced myself as a coach for marketing executives. And I've been working with people, helping them solve their issues and helping them become more visible and successful at their job. And I realized that a lot of common issues I have been working with, and myself as well, that came to a system of personal brand building. So I realized that I can combine all the knowledge that I have in terms of building the brands, the product brands, with the new professional knowledge of coaching, and also my original education, which is psychology. Life brought me back to psychology somehow. And we know marketing is a lot about psychology, of course, but psychology of people behavior, that is core in the coaching approach as well. So little by little, I created the system, the clear, concise system of building the personal brand that can be used for both for independent entrepreneurs and corporate workers, or for moms coming out of the maternity leave, to start reestablish, reinvent yourself in the market, to become more successful in what you do. It came to my understanding that I need to put it in the book, because I wanted more people to see, to get benefit from this approach, because I think it is, and what I hear from my readers, my clients, it's straightforward, but it's very deep at the same time. And it uses both psychology and marketing, and it does help to a person to look inside, to discover new facets of the personality, but also to step outside and to talk about your values, to talk about the value of what you do. And that's how the book was born.
You have, as you've explained, some really diverse experience to draw on. What was the process of actually writing the book?
We have each one of us has a lot to share. So I am willing to share my own experience. Maybe it will inspire and be helpful to other people, to our listeners. First of all, that's the first of all, you have to make a decision. I want to write a book. So you visualize even the book, how it is on the how it is lying on a bookshelf. The second is what I did. I started to collect all the articles I wrote because at that time I was already very active on social media in Instagram, Facebook, and LinkedIn, and also there were other sites where I was publishing articles, and I started to collect them into one bucket, I can say, in my laptop, but also some of them I wrote, some of the notes I wrote by hand. So I created a folder, a special folder, my book. I can draw a parallel to painting of the car because I'm an artist as well. I have been painting for many years now. It's very hard to start with a white canvas. When you don't have anything, there is a fear. Oh, what should I paint here? The same with the book. Oh, what should I write about? But as soon as you have some kind of material, as soon as I have some paints on my canvas, without any order, without any idea, but the canvas is not empty anymore. There is material. I can see it visually. There are articles. I had some feedback. I collected them. That was the second step. The third step was about creating the structure. And for that, I used a professional service of editor. He asked me the questions about the main idea of the book. And then given the key idea of my book, what would be the key points, how I can prove this idea. And that evolved into the structure of the book. And the next step, that was the fourth step, was that according to the structure I developed, I looked at the articles, and I have put them across every point in the structure, every topic I wanted to raise in the book. And then I saw that some of the topics were completely empty, some were very full, and then already I could sit at my laptop and write according to the structure. That's when the real writing process started. And I devoted 2 months where I really virtually worked 7 hours a day on the book. So it was a very concentrated process. For a month, I didn't do anything at all. And then I came back to the book. I saw that many things I want to rewrite. So that was another round of rewriting and putting my thoughts even in a better shape.
It's very interesting that you mention you visualized where that book would go on a bookshelf in a bookstore. That is a piece of advice that a lot of publishers give to new authors when they're trying to see who their book should be for. Who is the personal branding book aimed at you?
This book is for a wide audience. And the primary audience, marketing executives and the business owners, the most active people who don't stop, who never stop, who want to develop them, who want to step out of the comfort zone, who know how to do that. And they have been my best clients for the coaching activities as well. Of course, moms coming out of the maternity leave and moms who have been active before their maternity leaves, or moms who realize they want to be active in life, who want to continue developing their personality, their professional life. So basically, it's for any kind of professionals who want to become more visible in whatever they do. If you're not visible, they can say you don't exist. If we are strong professionally, personally, but if we don't talk about what we do, we don't get attention from our potential customers, readers, clients, and we miss out opportunity of meeting the people who can benefit from us and from whom we can benefit.
Can you very quickly just define what a personal brand is?
So personal brand, there are many definitions that I really like. And one of them is personal brand is what people talk about, what people say about you when you are not in the room. Another definition which I like is as personal brand is what you know and can do very well, how your customers and clients benefit from what you do, and it's your mission, is your personal mission for your life.
You're a branding expert, obviously. You've got a vast and diverse experience working for in the corporate world. How does that translate from branding a product to branding a person?
There is no difference in marketing a product or marketing a person. So you need to start with yourself. You need to identify your core benefits as a product. If you were a soap, of course, we start with the qualities or traits of the soap. Does it smell? Does it produce this special? Does it have this vitamins as special ingredients? So we focus on the exclusive elements of your own personality, as well as we focus on the exclusive elements of the product. And second, we identify the target audience and what they want, the target audience and what their needs are, what they want really. And then we combine what you can do well, what your strengths are, your unique experiences are, and how you can address the needs of your target audience. The same what we do with the product. And thirdly, any product nowadays has a mission. To help women be younger as long as they can because it helps them to be happier. And the same as me, my mission is to help the individuals to rediscover their inner potential and to shine out in the world.
I love the idea that as a person, I have a target audience. I'm now going to walk down the street and imagine people in my sights. Are you my target audience? The book approaches building the personal brand in actually really quite a scientific and strategic way. I mean, there are elements in there such as budgeting for your own brand, and there's even designing your own personal brand's elevator pitch. Why take such a strategic, textbook-like approach?
I discovered that many people who realize that, oh, I need a personal brand, and they start taking steps, they get across inner fears, doubts, this so-called syndrome of imposter syndrome. And there are different ways of working around these fears. And many people just stop. They just think, oh, that's not for me. Or I don't like social media because I will come across hate. And your previous remark about target audience, your haters, potential haters, are not your target audience. And that helps a lot to just take it easy and go ahead and do whatever you have in your strategy. So when you look at yourself as a corporation or as a product, and you build your strategy and you think about the budget, what I propose to do with my one of the book chapters and your elevator speech, you start to look at yourself differently. And this is one of the very subtle but very effective ways to come around the fears, doubts, and some hesitations that really stop people from acting. Because daily steps, that what is most important in the brand building. But if we don't implement the knowledge, if we don't use it in our life, it is worth nothing, really. So using this approach, when you look at, okay, what is the budget, I'm ready to invest into my brand, that makes you feel and act more seriously about your own. Because we are used to be more responsible with the business tasks. Oh, this is needed for the business. Of course, this is the budget and I will invest this budget. But if something is needed for us, for our personal development, we are more likely to say, oh, maybe not this year, this education costs that much, or I will not use the professional photographer, this is too expensive. All these questions. But then they may limit our actions.
Why would you need a personal brand? Does everyone need to develop a personal brand? What is it about the world today that means you need to have a branded approach?
The world today is changing so fast. We have so much information. We have so many opportunities. The social media, which has appeared like 15 years ago, maybe it became really a big battleground for experts, but also for bloggers, for entertainment professionals, for anybody. It gives us opportunity. It gives a threat to those. It is a threat to those who are not active on social media, because little by little they realize that the potential customers they choose those experts who are more active, so in social media, in books and in writing books, in public speaking, in meeting, in networking, all these elements of personal brand building. So if we don't build a personal brand, we miss out the opportunity to be seen, to be heard, and to be understood.
People can be afraid to stand out and embrace their uniqueness, define their uniqueness. What do you say to that as a personal brand advocate?
Oh, this is exactly what I have experienced myself, because Russian people are the same. For us, one of the sayings which I heard in my childhood, don't stand out. Be quiet, just do your thing, and you will be noticed. Little by little, you will be noticed if you do your work well. And that is the paradigm I have been living for half of my life. And I very much understand this worry or this concern or this obstacle. And my book, my approach is targeting exactly this kind of people, because there are these extroverts. They are these. So first of all, I can say that the more we know, the less likely we want to talk about what we know, because the more we know, the more doubts we have, because we understand that there's still a universe of knowledge which we don't take into account. We are less sure, and this is a proven fact by the scientists, that it's very natural. And British people, as well as Russian people, we read a lot, and we know we are not likely to give some promises bluntly without supporting with a huge number of books and diplomas that we have. But still being visible, being seen, I still believe that being seen, being heard, being understood is very important. It's part of our mission. So I position it for myself and for my readers as a personal challenge, personal challenge. The way I structure my approach in my book go through from inside out. So no, it is difficult for us to stand out of the blue and start speaking about what we believe in, what is the truth, what is that we are to offer to the world. But if we start inside and we rediscover the value of our personality, of our experience, of what we know, of what we really can bring to the world, that produces the natural urge to step out of your comfort zone of being invisible, hiding somewhere, and really start little by little. And I think I remember I note this in my book. Don't be Please do it in the comfortable way. Of course, you don't have to become somebody different. If you are kind of a tiger, you don't want to become an elephant. But it is not possible, but you will find a comfortable way to step out and to start getting out to the market. That you will choose the way naturally, which is most comfortable for you. Whether it's writing articles and you don't have to speak on the public, or you don't speak to you ha don't have to speak before the microphone. But little by little, you will feel that urge.
How did you build your own personal brand? What would you say is your own personal brand?
My personal brand is a combination of artisticism and business approach. And that is the uniqueness which I discovered in myself thanks to all the questions I have asked myself, with the help of the coaches I used, or with the help of self-reflecting on my life and what is it really important for me. And finally, I allowed myself, and this is a very key word, allow yourself to, I allowed myself to be myself. So I allowed my artistic nature to come out, and to combine with this structured marketing approach from the business environment, which I used for 25 years in the corporations where I've worked. And I think that I see that it helped me to become more comfortable, more sure of myself, comfortable with what I do, comfortable with how I present it to the world, and to attract the people, the right people, my target audience.
Would you advise people to use this in their personal lives too?
Absolutely. That would be the best use of this strategy, the personal brand strategy, because for me, there is no disconnection between the personal life and the professional life. It's all the same. We are the same people. It is very artificial to disconnect and say, here I am the mother, and here I am a professional person, a professional marketer. And to use this personal brand strategy for your life, that would be the best use of your time and resources, because we are never used to create a 3-year vision for your life. And that involves not only your professional knowledge, your education, the number of clients you have, but it involves your well-being, how you want to feel yourself, your attitude to your body, to your mindfulness. It also relates to the relationships. What kind of relationships do I want to build in the 3 years? And spiritual part element as well. How do I want to continue to be connected to my soul, to what my soul wants in this life? So indeed, and these are the elements I have put in my book, and I want I propose the readers to look at their life holistically and not separate the professional life from the personal life, because it is all the same.
Reading it cover to cover, which I hope people will do, is not a one-off experience, is it? Do they pick this up every couple of years, reassess?
Oh, that would be the best use of the book. 3-year plan, it's how we build the strategies in the big companies. And I have noticed it throughout my career. If you see a vision of yourself in 3 years as a better person, more fit, more educated, more successful, more visible, and then you put down the strategic steps to reach that goal, that vision, then in 3 years you will be surprised, but you will be there. And that's the way the like corporations they build. So we were used to this strange attitude to life that, oh, I will grow, there will be the peak of my career, then it goes down because I'm closer to. In 50 years, you feel you are fit, you are smart, you are writing books, and you have a circle of supporters around yourself. Isn't it a great vision? And then it makes you stand up and do the necessary steps to keep the right track to achieve that vision. And that way, it is a positive approach to life in general. So it's not like going down, oh, we're getting older. No, we have the new opportunities, even no matter what the age are.
Well, there are so many lessons in this book. There are so many lessons in this podcast, frankly. But if you want readers to have one takeaway from the book, what?
Be true to yourself. Be true to yourself, and that is the key message I would like to come to bring across in the book and in this podcast, because the world is shouting. We get tons of information daily. We get tons of temptations daily, and staying true to yourself, staying true to what you believe in, to who you are. That help with thanks to the book. I hope you will rediscover some new characters of your own personality is a challenge these days. I find myself it's challenging. Sometimes I get distracted and I forget my past. But having it written down, it helps me to stay true to myself, and that is what I suggest to our readers, to our listeners.
Fantastic. Stay true to yourself. Well, staying true to this podcast and true to the book, we've had so many lessons just in these brief minutes during the Lid Radio podcast. But please do go and read the book. There is so much more to explore. Daria, thank you so much for joining us on the Lid Radio podcast.
Thank you so much, Margaret. It's been a great pleasure. Wonderful questions.
And you, thank you so much. And thank you, listeners, for joining us on this Lid Radio podcast. Make sure you keep an eye on our social media for Lid Publishing on LinkedIn, X, Instagram, TikTok, and Facebook for more information about new books and podcasts with thought leaders. See you next time on the Lid Radio podcast.